big grinning there, probably. That's our ring.
I'm busy reading, Mom. Go ahead.
Well, it was our ring, all right.
Go ahead, go ahead.
He's
no Snuffy Smith. He's a hillbilly. The first one I ever seen.
What is a hillbilly?
Him? Look here, Mom. I can show you. Ain't that the country feller?
That's what I've always wanted to know. What is a hillbilly?
Well, I ain't never seen one myself, but I figured that he might be one.
He's country already.
Oh,
I forgot to answer. Oh, hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Well, did you look in your Bible, Lum? They generally got a family record wrote in them.
Yeah, I looked in there. It's got a lot of names wrote in it. Mostly Eddards's, but it just tells when they was born and when they died. They don't say nothing about none of their names being in the Hall of Fame.
Well, it seems like their names in the Bible, that ought to be good enough.
Yeah, of course, they ain't actually a part of the Bible. They was just wrote in there by relay.
Yeah, well, now, you could tell that your family goes clean back to Adam. He's in there, and that'd be the truth, too, Mom. You might be one of the Adams boys on your mother's side.
Yeah, but Aunt Agatha'd be more impressed if I could prove I was descended from John Adams.
Oh.
You see, she's descended from a lot of them important folks that taken part in the Revolutionary War. She's even got a bed over there that George Washington slept in.
Poor feller. Bound you George Washington never slept in the same bed twice in his whole life.
I wish I could find out I had some royalties blood in me. That'd make her set up and take notice. That'd stop her.
Well, you reckon you might have an ancestor that was a king or something?
Well, it seems like if I did have it, I'd have been named after him, though.
Yeah, it does.
Wait a second. My granny's Eddards. Yeah. My granny's Abner. I wonder if I'm a descendant of King Eddard of England.
But Eddard's his first name. It's your last name.
Well, them kings never had but one name, though.
They did.
They just give them numbers for last names, like King Eddard the First and King Eddard the Second and all that. Simply, you know, I wish I knowed for sure I was kin folks to King Eddard.
Well, what makes you think you are?
Because a feller's always named after the most important one of his family.
Oh.
And that might be the reason all of us Eddards is named Eddards.
Yeah. Of course, now, you might be named that. Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
Oh, just, nothing, I reckon.
No, you started to say I might be named after somebody. Who was it you meant?
You wouldn't like it.
How do you know I wouldn't like it?
Long, you told me never to call you that because you claim it ain't your name.
What ain't my name?
Columbus Eddards. Now, don't you hit me,
well,
now, Long.
That don't beat the bugs of fighting. Well, sure. You know, I never thought of that before. Columbus Eddards. Well, I'll be dead blame. My granny's Abner, if I could prove I was a relay to Columbus, I believe I'd have smooth sailing with Aunt Agatha.
I thought it was her niece Penelope you wanted to marry.
It is, but
well, why do you want to take her Aunt Agatha sailing for?
I don't want to take nobody sailing.
Well, just because you're a relay to Columbus ain't no sign you got to go getting on a boat and sailing off somewhere.
I ain't going to sail nowhere. All I want to do is prove I'm kin folks to Columbus, and I ain't got nothing to worry about. Well, come on with me, Abner.
Where are you going?
Over to Squire Kent's office. He's pretty smart about them things.
Well, how can he tell if your kin folks took Columbus?
Well, he can tell me where to find out, anyway. Come on.
All right.
I wouldn't be surprised with what Columbus was the greatest man that ever lived.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't, huh? Well, he just discovered the United States was all he done.
He never done no such a thing. All he done was borrow a boat from the Queen and go out and get lost.
Just the same, if it hadn't have been for Columbus.
Yeah, he missed a place he started out for about 12,000 miles.
Oh, stop it.
All for 4 cents of direction.
He started a whole new world,
they
what he done.
They finally throwed him in jail, what they done.
Now, quit running down my ancestors.
But you ain't sure you are one of his descendants, Lum.
Columbus.
Oh, excuse me. You ain't sure you're one of his relays, Columbus.
Well, I don't know of a single solitary person besides me that's got Columbus for a given name. I must be kin folks to him some way or other. It might be that he was just a great fella that don't allow nobody to be named after him unless he's a blood relay.
Well, now, Columbus, you never had no kin folks that lived in Spain. You ain't no Spaniel.
I believe his family was Portuguese.
Well, you don't look like no Portuguese, neither. You act like a silly one sometimes, I'll say that.
Don't be so funny, Abner. Fact is, I believe I have got some Portuguese or Spanish blood in me. I know I like chili and beans awful good.
I like peanuts. That don't prove I'm no monkey.
You don't have to prove that. And quit throwing a wet blanket on my family tree.
How?
Nothing. Wait a minute, the door's closed here. I hope Squire's in.
Well, gentlemen, come in.
Yeah, howdy, Squire.
Morning, Squire.
I'd like to get a little advice from you, Squire.
Well, of course, son. We're in trouble of some kind. Here, sit down, gentlemen. Sit down.
Thank you, Squire. Now, sir, I've got to find out something about my family tree, Squire, and I thought maybe you could help me out. It's pretty important.
Yeah, well, now, long old friend, I'll have to confess that I've never been what you would call a student of genealogy.
He didn't want to dig no oil well, Squire. He just wants to find out who his kinfolks is.
I thought you might know somebody that does that kind of work.
Well, I'm afraid I don't right offhand, Lum. You see, that's a highly specialized profession, you know. Not only that, a chart of a fellow's family tree comes pretty high, Lum. And I don't believe you're in a position to put out that kind of money right at the present time, so well, I couldn't help you.
Fact is, Squire, I have got some money.
Hold on, just a minute, Lum. I just happened to recall an old genealogy friend of mine over Fort Smith, Professor Kabosky. Yes, Kabosky. A classmate of mine at Lompoc College. Might be able to persuade him to consider your case, Lum.
Well, good. Give me his address and I'll go right over there.
No, I don't believe I'd do that, Lum. He's retired now, and he's a pretty eccentric old codger, you know. I'll have to use all my power of persuasion to get him to even think about it. But you got money, you say, now, Lum?
Yeah.
Well, he's your man. He's your man. I know that if I can get him.
He's really good, huh?
Oh, the best. Yes, the very best. Well, our last big job he had was for the government over at Leavenworth, tracing the history of a family of criminals. Spent about 5 years on that stretch, or project, alone over there.
Danny Squire, I hope you can get him.
Yeah, I'll get him if he's out, or back here. Just leave everything to me, Lum, and I'll more likely have some documents here for you by Monday anyway.
Well, good for you.
I don't like to rush you fellas, but I've got a lot of telephone to do, you know. Got to get the wheels set in motion, got to get them turning, you know, Lum. We're going to do this.
Yeah, well, we better get back anyway, Squire. We never left nobody in the store there.
Oh, my.
You keep me posted.
Oh, yes, Lum, yes, but to get back to the store right away. Yes, indeed. I'll have you a set of ancestors that Cabot would be proud of, Lum. He wouldn't speak to the lodges.
Thanks an awful lot, Squire. Come on, Abner.
Yeah, so long, Squire.
Hey, not at all, gentlemen. Not at all. I wonder where Lum got that money. Had me there for a minute. I'd like to pass up one, man. Hello, Mamie. I'd like to have you get me the Idler pool parlor over Fort Smith. Yes, I'll wait. What did I say? I thought his name was Kabosky. Yes, Kabosky. I remember. See, now, if I do most of the groundwork, split ought to be about 75-25 in my favor. Up to $100, anyway. Anything over that, I can put in the skimp holding something. Hello? Is this Idler Pooh Parlor? Is Slapsy there? Oh, that's you, Slapsy? This Squire Skim. Skim, M.K. Skim. You know, Wimpy Skimpy. I got a little job for you, Slapsy. Yes, from now on, you are Professor Kabosky, the geologist. Well, you can look it up, find out for yourself what it is. It's the same thing as the heir to a fortune, I'll tell you that, though. This is better than a license to steal. Yeah, I want you to get some official-looking papers of some kind. Something with some red seals and a lot of eagles pinned on it. This client of mine will believe anything that's got eagles on it. Well, I'd do it myself, you know, but he'd recognize my handwriting. Well, I'll fill in all the details, and all you have to do is just mail me the...